You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a quote from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Thursday. My name is Alan and I trust you have been able to find somewhere free from distraction to listen to today's podcast. Wherever you are, try to focus your full attention on what's being said, the Bible reading and the worship song. Press into God and he will speak to you. Distraction is the enemy of hearing God. Today's reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 21 to 42. I will read them at the end of the reflection, so do stay tuned. Today I'm going to focus on verse 21, but before I start, do be warned that today's reading is incredibly challenging. Verse 21 says, "Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." He goes on to say in verse 28, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell." And again in verse 34, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." These are strong words of Jesus. Jesus means business. This is the same Jesus who loves us so much that he will die for you and me. He will lay down his life for us. He gave everything that we might put our complete trust in him and really live. But his love for us, unconditional though it is costly. And because of his great love for us, he's not going to shy away from confronting and challenging us. Just in the same way that because I love my kids, I'm going to have those difficult conversations with them. If I see them embarking on a path that is going to lead them to harm, I will speak out, I will challenge, I will warn. And no, they may not like it. I'm willing to bet, not that I'm a betting man, this is a figure of speech, that the people in your life who are happy to challenge you have nothing on Jesus. Jesus says you will be hated. Jesus says that you will be persecuted. Jesus says that your family members will want you killed because of Jesus. Jesus says, don't be scared of them. Be more scared of God, because he can do far worse than just kill you. He can utterly destroy you in hell. Jesus means business. He's not messing about. He is deadly serious. Well, you would be if you were going to sacrifice your own life for those that come after you. But I wonder today, what is our approach to our faith? I wonder what our approach to Jesus is. Do we mean business? Are we messing about? Are we deadly serious? I did a quick internet search for news articles with keywords, religious symbols, thinking about the air stewardess who a few years ago was banned from wearing a cross at work. Here's a little of what I found from the month of September 2018. Christianity crackdown. Government destroys 7,000 crosses and burns Bibles. China's shocking Christian crackdown. Attack resembles Kim Jong-un's North Korea dictator. Do Christians in China mean business? Are they deadly serious? Yes, they are. Or how about a nun who survived Odisha pogroms, saw persecutions but is not afraid? And goes on to say, Deepika Nayak, probably not the right pronunciation, is originally from Tianjia, a village that saw some of the most vicious violence by Hindu radicals. In 2008, she survived by escaping into the forest. She says, "I saw my people brutally killed for their faith in Christ." But persecution in Kandhalmal did not deter me. On the contrary, it pushed me to accept God's calling. Now for us in the West, we may not face arrest. The attack on our faith and religion may be more sophisticated and more subtle, but it is happening. from the US. Christianity crackdown. 18 US schools ban prayer before football games after a complaint. Or appeals court says Pensacola Bayview cross must come down. The article goes on to say, saying our hands are tied by legal precedent, a federal appeals court Friday upheld a ruling that requires the removal of a decades-old Latin cross from a Pensacola park. These are national news, international news. But what about us here in the UK? What is going on in this country, in this city, in our workplace, over social media? Do we think twice before we mention God or church or Jesus for fear of reaction? Do we think twice about expressing an unpopular opinion on Twitter? Do we quietly alter our speech, our dress, or our behaviour to fit what is socially acceptable? But I like to be liked. I like to be well thought of. I like to be respected. I like my job and my position. I don't want to be thought of as offensive. I prefer the way of grace. Of course, we don't pick up weapons and fight. That wasn't Jesus' way. Of course, we don't hate and point our fingers and pick fights. Jesus' way was the way of love. But strong, powerful, no-nonsense, meaning business, deadly, serious love. Martin Luther King led a people to resist the evils of segregation in America. There were groups that wanted to take up arms and fight back. Instead, Dr. King urged peaceful protest, dignity, to suffer arrest, and refusal to meet violence with violence. And he brought huge change across the United States. What does it look like to follow Jesus' way of no-nonsense love in our world today? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that you love us with a no-nonsense, uncompromising, strong, powerful, life-transforming, world-transforming love. I want to thank you, Father, that you, in your love for us, will correct us, will rebuke us, will challenge us. And although that is uncomfortable, Lord, I pray that you would continue to do it, that you would continue to lead us out of our place of comfort, out of our place of self-centeredness, into a life-changing love for the world, for those around us. Fill us with boldness, fill us with courage, Lord, and send us out, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's reading is from Matthew 10, verses 21 to 42. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for theirs is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly, I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out.
Great.